Christopher Jones is not skin and bones. In fact, he's remarkably fat. He doesn't haunt pubs.
He has 8 or 9 clubs.
For he's the St. James's Street cat.
He's the cat we all greet as he walks down the street in his coat of fastidious black.
No commonplace mouses have such well-cut trousers or such an impeccable back. In the whole of St. James's, the smartest of names is the name of this rabble of cats. And we're all of us proud to be nodded or bowed to by Buster the Jones in white spats.
My visits are occasional to the senior educational, and it is against the rules for any one cat to belong both to that and the joint superior schools. When I'm seen in a hurry, there's probably curry at the Siamese or at the Glutton. When I look full of gloom, then I've lunched at the Tomb on cabbage, rice pudding, and mutton.
In the whole of St. James, the smartest of names is the name of this rabble of cats. And we're all of us proud to be nodded or bowed to by Buster the Jones in white. Buster the Jones in white.
In this way passes Mustafa's day. At one club or another he's found. It can be no surprise that under our eyes he has grown unmistakably round. He's a 25-pounder,
but I am a bounder,
and he's putting on weight every day.
But I'm so well preserved because I've observed all my life a routine, and I'd say I am still in the prime. I shall last out my time.
That's the word from the stout